Hey, greetings, fellow Slain agents in the wild. It's your trusted handler, Brian, welcoming you back to the show. Gaslight Disavowed, Episode 3. But before we begin, obviously, you've got to give a few shout-outs, get through some of the business first. I want to give our first shout-out this week, actually, it's our only shout-out, to our newest YouTube subscriber, Matthew Hess. Welcome to the show. Be sure to check out all of our archives. We've got quite a few seasons of backlog material. Something else besides our DG might grab your fancy, too, but we're here for the DG this week. Next, I want to remind everybody how they could get in touch with the show. Check us out over on our YouTube channel at World of Hard 20. Leave me a comment. I reply to all of them. Give you the shout out at the beginning of the show, so don't forget that. Also, don't forget to leave us that 5-star rating and review on whatever podcast app you listen to the show on. Next, some of the stuff that we have coming down the line for our future shows. We have Blood Vault, which will be ran on our fantasy side of the genre, and that will start picking up right after Gaslight finishes off. We'll usually have about a 3 to 4 week hiatus as we start putting some shows in reserve, and then we start dropping them, and we dropped in chapters because this is another homebrew AP that I created. Woohoo! And so after each chapter we'll have a tiny hiatus, but we also still have coming a little further down the pike another one of our Delta Green homebrew scenarios, Little Treasures, and I'm putting the final touches on that right now. I'm really liking how this is turning out, so stay tuned for that. Give me some feedback, let me know what you're thinking about how the show's being run, what you want to hear in the future. Like I said, if you like our homebrew APs, I'm all for it. Let me know, I'll keep doing that. But if there's anything that's published that you would like to see, or should I say listen to us run, then drop me a line and let me know, because if it's something that myself and the other hard slingers of yore would like to do, then we'll definitely do that. So keep in touch with me and let me know. All right, enough said, let's warm up a dice and top off our glass as Roll the Hard 20 presents Gaslight Disavowed Episode 3. Enjoy. Moving on, gentlemen. Are we ready?
Ready.
We're ready.
All right. Greetings, fellow Slingin' agents of the wild. It's your trusted handler, Brian, welcoming you back to another episode of our homebrew Delta Green scenario, Gaslight Disavowed. Last episode, our agents found themselves going to the latest crime scene on Bourbon Street. They investigated the body on the sidewalk. They spoke with Lieutenant Davenport. They spoke to the husband of the deceased, and then they went to the medical examiner's office where they met with Dr. Broussard. They inspected all 4 bodies there, found out that there is another set of FBI agents that are somewhere on the case. They haven't met them, but they have gone to the medical examiner's office, and now the ME's files are missing. Currently, you guys are in the ME's office, and he is baffled as to what happened to those files.
Okay. Well, nothing more to be learned here. Okami, I think we should step outside, bid the good Dr. Lemon a good day, and we'll be back in touch.
All right, yeah. I guess it's break time again, Doctor.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, don't judge me, guys. Don't judge me.
No judgment here.
Yeah.
As we are leaving, and when I'm out of earshot, Odessa turns to each and says, "Hey, it's obvious now that those FBI agents are not real agents. They're somebody else. So something's up, because real FBI agents wouldn't steal the files, obviously. So we've got another team of our guys. When we get to the car, let's give Heisenberg a call and let him know."
Yeah, and also maybe before we sync back up with Davenport, do we want to let him know we found more of those teeth, or do we want it to be just that one that he has, because we have the other ones?
Well, we should have him tested to see if it's all the same thing. So yeah, we should let him know. It'll endear him to us.
We know they're all the same thing.
Well, yeah, we do. Well, we're pretty sure. Well, let's give him one then, because I want to eliminate the ambiguity, and we'll keep
what I'm getting at is he already has one.
Yeah.
That's already a piece that we need to retrieve.
Yeah.
The files we don't have, so they're gone. They're with the other agents who are not the mission. So currently the only thing out there that lends to this hyper geometrical cosmic entity is that one tooth. So I don't know if we give him the other teeth. If he asks, we say,
we could tell him the truth. The ME's files are missing.
Yeah. Do we want him, let him know that? Because then he'll go, oh, so it's with your FBI guys.
Well, we
didn't see the files.
My inclination is he'll probably meet with the doctor, and the doctor will tell him that we took some stuff. So,
and the doctor's if we give been him drinking.
Another, yeah, but my guess is everybody knows that already.
What quite a fucking crack organization they got here. No wonder there's headless bodies running around.
I will say headless this real
body?
Quick.
Go ahead.
The time it'd take to send that tooth in to get it tested and brought back way exceeds your timeline for the mission.
Then we'll keep them. Yeah, if it's logistically difficult, then we'll just keep them.
Okay.
So we'll get out to the car and we'll give Heisenberg a call.
Phone rings once. It's picked up. Heisenberg.
Heisenberg, this is Odesso and Each. We have another issue. Turns out those four agents are not real FBI. We know this because we went to the ME's office and the ME's files are missing. The ME told us that the four agents had visited him prior to our visit and that they'd asked where the files were. And then when we asked to see them, they were missing. They identified themselves as Agent Blue or something. It wasn't specifically Blue, but our ME was a little addled.
He was under the influence of Johnny Walker Blue, I think.
Yeah, very well. But ultimately, it's another... They're not real FBI, which means they're probably people like us, if you know anything.
Well, I haven't heard anything about who these other individuals are or who even dispatched them. What's your next play right now?
Our next play is to link back up with the lieutenant. We gave him one tooth. We found two more in the four bodies we examined. And we're of the opinion right now, our working theory is they're all identical. We'll meet up with the lieutenant, and now we're going to start our actual foot pounding up and down the street to find out whether or not we can run across Dr. Schaefer. The only unanswered question we have is how far apart these bodies are. Like from the time distance from body number one was, let's just say on a Wednesday, body number two was on a Friday, whatever the time limit is. That'll give us an idea about when we can expect Schaefer to make another appearance on the street.
So you're just going to pound up and down the streets looking for Schaefer?
All the bodies, yes. All the bodies right now all are on the exact same street going north to south. So it's within our... It makes sense to do that. He's probably just walking up and down the street without anything else to go on.
Looking at the map, Odesso... Mm-hmm. And I'll say this, you know, with Heisenberg there. There's bodies up and down Bourbon Street. There's two below and three above with an area in the center that is untouched. My bet would be that if we found any more bodies, they would be going farther and farther away from this center area. So I don't think that a person who is killing, no matter how, well, unless he's irrational, would have bodies piling up at his doorstep. It makes sense to me that if you were to kill someone, they wouldn't be in your home territory. Not speaking from any personal sort of things.
But no, of course not.
I'm looking at Odesso. If you look at the current location of the bodies, there's about a 6-block period with 5 bodies. And for some reason, there's an area in the center. Now, to me, that would either be that's where the next victim is going to be, or maybe that's where our man's base of operation is. Now, why he would only walk a block or two to do this is beyond me. Maybe he doesn't have a car like we do.
What's at that center area, Each?
Currently, there's nothing.
Laffy's Blacksmith Shop Bar, seen by Rise Fine Art. The Chateau Hotel New Orleans, the New Orleans Historic Voodoo Museum, Bloody Mary Tours and Haunted Museum. There's a couple of places. He said something. Was he speaking the Jamba when he was giving these guys their fortune?
Yes.
Each, do you remember?
He was speaking a bunch of all kinds of crazy stuff. But also, they went to a jewelry store that was, which voodoo you do or something like that.
Yeah.
So maybe we check case out the New that Orleans area there.
Yeah, let's try the New Orleans Historic Voodoo Museum. See if we see anything. Love the description. Tiny rooms crammed with voodoo artifacts. I think that's our best bet. What do you think, Each?
Well, it does fit my my theory on the keeping it away from his home base. There's both of those things there. And since we have someone named Doc Rondahl, my bet is that he would not be at the blacksmith bar or whatever it's called, that he would be at the voodoo lounge.
Let's go take a look at the voodoo lounge.
Well, I do have a bit of good news for you gentlemen. Mm-hmm. I did find a cache that's about 40 minutes out from your current location.
Anything that will help us with intergalactic beasts that devour people's heads and torsos?
Well, the thing is that my intel says it's housed in the walk-in refrigeration unit of a long-closed Bob's Big Boy restaurant. It's in a seedier part of town, and I don't know the last time an agent might have visited it. So, not only do I not have an inventory roster of what's in there, it's anybody's guess if it's still there. If you want, I could text you the address.
Let's do that.
Remember, I can't overstate this enough, though, gentlemen. Schaefer is the number one priority. Our families are on the line with this. You hear your phone bleep with an address with a pin? Call me back when you have more intel.
Will do.
Out.
So do you want to just go now, Odesso? Well, do we need to go to the precinct?
Not really, no. No, we don't. Now that we've got our operating
we need
theory.
To follow up with Lieutenant Davenport?
No, not yet. It's not enough time gone by for him to have analyzed that fang tooth or whatever it is. Let's say we go to the cache, grab what we need, and then hit the voodoo, whatever.
Well, do we want to let him know about what we've discovered and potentially have another gun at our disposal that can help us fight this guy if we need
that
to?
May be helpful.
Or maybe fight the agents if they're there?
Well, my thought is, if we come across Randall Schaefer, my thought would be to shoot first, ask questions later.
We know what he looks like?
We do. Tall black guy.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're in New Orleans, you know.
We're in New Orleans. Good point. Yeah, somebody speaking the Jamba. Let's ask Heisenberg. I'm sure he's got a picture of him.
Well, that was what I didn't get to clarify earlier. When we were seeing any of this information on him as an agent and all that, did we get a case photo of him at all, Handler?
No, because what Heisenberg had said was that when Schaefer left, he took his file with him. So they have nothing to go on. They know his name, they know where he's from, but they don't know, like, his next of kin. Like, all your stuff is on hard material also. Like, the agency is not ran through regular channels and whatnot, so if they do keep some kind of a database, it's very compartmentalized, so not everybody has access to it. It's almost like a need-to-know kind of thing. So Heisenberg wouldn't know what he looks like, per se. He just knows what his name is, that he's a African-American male, and he's in New Orleans right now.
Yeah, we don't even know if he's tall or short. Okay.
Well, do we also...
We should have asked the victim's husband a little more, but... well.
Do we... when are we supposed to let this James Glazer know, too, about the area?
Probably before we do the hit. He'll black out the area.
We'd have to locate him first, but that also gives the potential of him seeing us.
Yeah.
And you know those other agents are going to be around.
Yeah, we definitely should pick up some more firepower.
Because otherwise, there wouldn't be enough drama at the end of this game.
Well, let's definitely pick up some more firepower. On the way there, I'll call the lieutenant. Let's just let him in, because, yeah, it would be helpful to have another gun.
Okay.
Okay, so Well, we got the GPS, or we got the address from Heisenberg, so we'll just throw that into the GPS. I'll have each navigate, and then I'll take the phone and I'll call the lieutenant. Lieutenant, this is Agent Modesto. I just wanted to update you. We went to the ME's office and we examined the bodies, and we found one more item that was the same as what we found at the site that we met you at.
Which another is, one of those bony things that was in that, like you showed me before?
Yes, exactly. Another item of curiosity, the ME's files are missing. Just want to let you know, that's, we thought that was a little strange.
Yeah. Yeah, that is. I'll have to talk to Broussard about that and find out what's the deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, do you have any new developments?
I forgot where. No, I've just been going over, trying to map this out, trying to put together some kind of a timeline, possibly where the next attack may come. It's looking like we're starting to see a lot of things along Bourbon Street, but not too much venturing off.
What's the time between the first body and the second, and then the second to the third, and the third to the fourth? How much? Well,
between the first and the second was a week. And the second and the third was another week. And third and the fourth was almost a week, about 4 days. And then we just had another one today, which was 2 days later.
So they're coming more frequent.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Lieutenant. When we know more, we'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you, Agent. I'll be in touch. Gotcha.
Hangs up the phone. Well, Each, what do you think?
Well, I'm thinking we stop by the cache for sure. I think after that, we give our friend Fontenot a call and let him know that we're going to go take a look at the Voodoo Museum. But I've been thinking about what's going on here. And at first, we were talking about how this has to all be connected and all that, potentially. So if I were an agent and I was running and, you know, I have the information of fellow agents, I feel pretty safe. But why would he, during all this time, start risking more and more and doing these killings? Well, as he did the first one, for whatever reason, or as he used one of these rituals, something got into his head or something, or he looked at the medallion that had similar glyphs as our previous encounters had, and it might have drove him crazy. And now that he's a little crazy, now he is feeding this beast that has a hold onto him or something. I don't know if this is what it is, but it would help explain to me why this could all just be random. It's all on Bourbon Street. He's staying around his home base, if indeed he's at the Voodoo Museum. He's staying around his home base. He doesn't have to go out far. He's going to the nearest bar and picking up chicks, right? He's going to the nearest corner and finding some tourist that's going to be able to be a sacrifice. And from what Heisenberg said, the more and more this happens, his psyche is more and more fractured. It's cumulative, at his actual words. So
exactly.
I'm looking at my notes. potentially now, this is not so much of a man trying to hide from the FBI and has this info that he can use to ruin people. This man is gone now. And he's purely feeding whatever this creature is that's got a hold on him. So I think it will just keep continuing until he's, you know, stopped. So I say we go to the cache. Hopefully there's some sort of weaponry. Then we make our play there, get a target on him, hopefully, and call our friend and have him black out the area, cause some sort of confusion at nighttime and all that. And then we can move in under the cover of dark and this guy down, and hopefully not have to contend with extra-dimensional beings with teeth or agents that have files.
There is that. No, I concur with your analysis. It sounds spot on to me. So all we need to do now is...
Well, you've been doing all the work. I've just been thinking.
Well, it works.
You've been doing all the talking, this one.
Well, we've got it. So, that's why we're a team. So we'll grab the stuff from the cache. We'll go to the Voodoo Museum. We'll tell Lieutenant Davenport either before or after whether or not we got to verify that he's in fact there. This could be a dead end. And then we'll figure it out. Because if it's a dead end, we've got to come up with something else. If it's not, then we'll put it together with respect to, we got to identify him. That's the issue.
There's something in that area because that's the only dead area in a frigging graveyard of bodies piling around. It's only in that block area that doesn't seem to have anything going on.
Right. That makes sense. All right. Let's secure our cache and then we'll figure out what we want to do after that because it's, I don't anticipate this being a bust. The only unknown is whether or not we can identify this guy, you know.
And the problem is if we let Davenport know and we have a shot and take this guy out, there's going to be a lot of questions to ask from him, or he's going to ask a lot of questions.
Right. Well, we'll... He will ask a lot of questions. So maybe we figure it out. It's him. And then...
We could very well be leading him into his death, too, because there's counter agents that we're going to have to fight, potentially. There's interdimensional demons that we're going to fight, and not to mention Schaefer, who knows what state of mind he is in, but he was also an analyst, but also an agent, and we've dealt with an analyst in our group, Rice, and Rice is a pretty damn good shot, so... Yeah. And he also took out a previous team.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, he did.
We may be bringing him into his own body bag.
So my hope would be that we'd be able to take out Schaefer at distance. Once we identify who he is, we black out the area and then take him out. And then we don't have to risk it. Then it's just simply a matter of cleanup. And then we can play ignorant. We show up with Davenport and say, yeah, we think he may be here. And then, oh, look, dead body. Who knew? How'd that happen?
Well, at that point, we don't even need to call him back.
Yeah, well, we do need his files.
Oh, the agents took the files, right?
No, the agents took the ME's files.
Oh, the medical files, that's right.
Yeah, so part of the files are gone, but we need Davenport's files, so we can figure that out from there.
All right.
All right, well, are we almost at the cache there, Handler?
I'm going to read you what's going on right now.
All right.
What's going on?
As you make your way through the dilapidated streets, you see many eyes watching you, groups loitering in doorways, next to parked cars, on fire escapes. Even with the windows up, this part of town reeks like poverty. The GPS guides you towards a fenced parking lot that's devoid of illumination. All the bulbs have long since been broken. By the way, time right now, 7:30 p.m. By way of headlights, and framed by the now starting to rain sky, you notice past one of the many holes cut into a fence that the restaurant, a once proud establishment of the 80s, resembles nothing of its former structure. All the windows have been broken and have been covered over from within by large boards of plywood. The boards themselves have become the canvas for all kinds of graffiti. You see the front doors locked by a thick chain and a padlock.
It was this car we're in, is this a squad car?
No, it's just a like a tan sedan.
Is it a cop car? Does it have the shotgun in front?
It doesn't have a shotgun, no.
Okay. Potentially in the trunk or no?
Possibly in the trunk.
Okay. Maybe we do check that Odesso also.
Did Heisenberg give us any other details, like where to find a hidden key, combination lock, anything?
No, he didn't.
I'm sure there's already a way inside that building, but also if not, I can pick whatever locks are. This is from That's the true. 80s. So basically, Now, I am concerned about us going in there and having someone coming and causing us issues, fucking with the car or something. So maybe one of us stays out front or at least with an eye view of the car.
I think we'll be okay with the car.
We're Maybe 40 not. Minutes away. We can't really afford to lose the car and have it get stolen.
Yeah, good point.
So what I can do, I know you love looking at caches. I'll stand once. Well, let's see. Let's before we raid this place. Is the door open?
It's chained closed.
Okay, I will chained and locked.
Well, it's got a padlock that's on the chain.
I will attempt to pick the lock.
Okay.
Okay, that's not a great roll, but let's see. Under 40? Nope, 59.
Yeah, it's looks like other people might have tried fucking with this lock in the past. Kind of made it, the tumblers gummed up.
Okay, is everything's boarded, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we could either search the building, see if there's another access point in, or we just put a bullet through this lock and go in, potentially scaring off.
Let's not do that, yeah. Well, if we put a bullet through the lock and we don't take everything in the cache, we've compromised it. So let's try to find another way in.
Okay.
Okay.
Do a quick search around the building. If nothing works that way, I'll hop onto the roof and attempt to go through one of the air vents or whatever is up there.
Okay. You go around the back. You notice there is a delivery entrance back there. It appears to be locked as well.
Oh, well,
let's see do if, a search for a key. Well, wait a minute. Let's think. It obviously is meant for other Delta agents to figure this out. So where would we hide this if we wanted to, right? We want it so that someone from the agency could get in, but not somebody randomly.
36 on a lockpick.
Then, of course, we don't need to.
As Edesso's trying to noodle where a key might be hidden in this long since dormant structure.
You never know until you try.
Each, you just slide your lockpick in and disengage the lock. You see the door opens onto an empty kitchen. Only thing left is the stainless steel countertops and a set of barn doors opposite, which most likely lead into the restaurant proper. Mm-hmm. And off to the left, you see a screwdriver in the lock of a walk-in freezer.
I was just going to say, we checked the freezer. Okay, I said, let's go over there and... Do I need to pick this lock with a lock pick roll, or is a screwdriver pretty easy to take out?
Just pull the screwdriver out, smart ass.
Rather than being a dumbass.
Tell me what you do.
I'll take the screwdriver out and be ready to use it if some crackhead jumps out.
Okay. You open the door?
Yes.
As you open the freezer door, a strong chemical smell wafts heavy on the air with a bitter taste to it. As you take it in, you're momentarily racked by visions of the end of time as colossal creatures feast on the remains of the planet. Make a sanity check, both of you.
Whoa. Strong freezer.
Kind of rotted meat they got in there. 08.
02.
Show off.
Both of you accept this for what it is, a mild hallucinogenic, nothing real, and you're able to shrug off the effects of whatever toxin might have been left behind as a failsafe for this cache. As you reach in and flip on the light switch that's just to the right side of the door, a dim 40-watt bulb reveals several metal storage shelves lining the left and right sides of the wall. A large mattress leans against the far wall with an old metal desk and file cabinet right next to it. So you've got shelves on your right, shelves on your left, and what I described at the far end. Tell me what you would like to inspect.
Can you describe that far end again?
Yes. There's a large mattress leaning against the far wall with an old metal desk and file cabinet right beside it.
Okay, not in front of it, not holding it up or anything. Okay. And on and right and left are shelves?
Yes, metal shelves.
Like just barren shelves?
No, there's stuff on the shelves.
Okay.
That's what I'm asking you. What would you like to look at first?
Why don't you take a left shelf? I'll take a right shelf, Edesso.
Sounds good.
1, 2, 3 for each. Edesso, you went to the left shelves? Yeah. Edesso, as you go towards the shelves on the left, you see that they're occupied with devices. One of them appears to be some kind of an EMF detector with a battery gauge on it. You also see a large SWAT-grade breaching tool / combination sledgehammer crowbar thing. Looks like some kind of a breaching instrument. You see next to that a knife in a sheath has the initials USMC etched into the leather on the handle. There's a dusty Ziploc bag containing something that looks like cylindrical brass items inside of it. You see a box of shotgun shells that's closed. Looks like it's been opened several times and closed. It's all crinkly and creased. And you see three tactical armor vests stacked on top of each other. Each. As you look on the shelves to the right, you see a shotgun. Looks like a Mossberg Model 500 with an extended magazine tube underneath it. Next to it is a box of shells that's written on it DB in a big fat marker.
There we go.
That dragon breath?
You see one well-worn submachine gun. It's got Chinese etching on it with a battered leather satchel beside it. You see what appears to be a vintage-looking Mosin Nagant sniper rifle with a telescope on it.
Oh, I like.
And then you see a cigar box sitting off by itself.
Well, I don't smoke, so I'm not going to touch that. I'm just teasing.
Tell me what you would like to do.
I would definitely, I think, Odesso, we should be picking up some heavy firearms, not for the thing we're going to fight, but the agents that we may come across, and potentially whatever street thugs are currently taking the hubcaps off the sedan. So I'll take the shotgun and toss it over to Odesso, and I'll take the mini little mini submachine gun and the satchel. And Odesso, there's also some shells here that you may want to look. I know you have shells over there.
Right. I like the Mosin. Take the Mosin. And shouldn't we also be wearing a little bit of body armor?
Yeah, I think we basically suit up. We're going to do the commando suit up scene here.
Yeah.
And we got one extra for, what's his name? Lieutenant Davenport.
Yeah, take that.
Each will also take a peek into the cigar box and see what that is. After we've cleaned off the shelf with the shotgun and the shells and the machine gun and the satchel with potentially a casing in it.
Okay.
Bullets in it.
As you open up this cigar box, you look inside and you see what appears to be a small plastic pistol with an extra magazine next to it. It almost looks like a squirt gun.
Huh.
But as you look at it, it has no serial number, no identifying markings. Its bore aperture is minuscule. And there's no slide or bolt mechanism apparent on the thing. The magazine that's accompanying it has a small QH stamped into it. As you look at the tip of the visible projectile, you see a small little crystal shard on the tip of it with a kind of liquid held within.
Jesus. Odesso, you're a bit more knowledgeable on firearms. What is this wizard wand looking thing? And I will carefully hold it up in the box.
I'm like to roll for that because I got no clue.
Okay. Why don't you try to make a military science check on that?
Got it. 67 out of under 60. So I
over
have no idea.
Oh, it's over, all right. Mm-hmm. You've never seen anything like this before, but it looks simple yet revolutionary at the same time.
Would it look like it'd be loaded into a pistol or a rifle or a shotgun?
What's that?
The wizard or this thing we're looking at? Does it look like ammunition?
It's just a small pistol.
Like a Derringer?
Almost like a 380 handgun, but smaller. Probably like a 25 auto.
And plastic.
But it looks plasticky. There's no slide to it. There's no ejection port to it. It's just basically a trigger and a magazine. Well, it looks like there's already a magazine in it, and it had a secondary magazine beside it.
Wasn't our encounter with the alien craft in deep water this translucent alien ship? I mean, does this give me feelings of that? sort of thing? Is it more alien versus ancient, you know, wizardy type stuff?
You know, it's hard to tell because just by looking at it, it looks as though this thing has been machined.
Okay.
But what it's been machined out of, the material looks confusing. It looks like plastic, but you would think it's not. Maybe it's some not kind glass, of a metallic polymer hybrid.
So maybe like one of the very first non-metal detectable guns, probably firing something other than a...
It's got like a crystal projectile in it.
That's what that may be a new type of... Is there a place for a battery in this?
No, it's completely sealed. Huh. Like all it has is a bore,
right,
and a magazine well and a trigger.
Is the magazine just traditional magazines? Like
it looks like it, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And there's already one in the weapon itself.
Okay, so there's it's probably some kind of self-contained propellant, which would include the casing is also part of the propellant, which means no need for an injection. You pull the trigger, it goes bang, and yeah, you keep pulling the trigger until the gun doesn't go boom anymore. Well, so,
answer is, do we bring it with us or do we leave it?
It sounds cool, but it seems to have limited use in our area, in our immediate, but why not? Sure, it's cool.
Yeah. I don't think that this would be the one thing that can kill the invisible creature that needs to satiate its hunger, but
probably
if it did,
not.
It'd be quite convenient.
Well, it looks like it's been designed to avoid detection. You could bring it through a metal detector and it'd be okay. No one would realize it was
there. The magazine's metal, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, either way, too. Okay. So what is the things on your shelves that are the brass tubes? Are those sticks of dynamite or grenades?
No,
or
I said that there was a dusty baggie that had
brass tubes.
Brass cylindrical objects inside of it.
Okay, let's take a look at that.
Dust off the bag, and you realize that they're actually rounds inside the baggie.
Yeah. What kind of rounds?
You think this is easy? Okay. There's three of them in there, and they're 45 caliber rounds. As you pull it out, you see that the center of the bullets seem to have been drilled out and replaced by tiny cylinders of translucent emerald green jade.
Fuck.
Do we have a 45 caliber weapon? No, we do not.
Not in the cache. So unless you have one on you. No.
I got a 46. Does that fit?
No.
All right. So what kind of ammunition is available for the Mosin?
There are 6 rounds in its magazine.
Okay.
And is the scope a night vision at all?
You don't know unless you uncap it and take a peek.
I will do so. Uncap it, take a look through it, test the action after ejecting the mag, make sure there's no round in the chamber, being all safe and such.
Okay. You pull the slide back a couple times, look through, and you can tell that it does have some kind of a night vision scope, but it has a crack in it.
Oh.
A kraken?
Yeah, a kraken.
Let loose.
Is the crack surface, like it's just over the surface of the eyepiece, or is it like cracked as in, oh man, this is going to affect ability to aim?
It looks like it goes from 11 o'clock down to 8 o'clock.
Gotcha. But,
so it doesn't go completely across, but it does affect a portion of it, which will affect using it.
Okay. Well, better than nothing.
Well, you can always use it for seeing if there's someone in the dark and then just iron sight it if you can still do that with the scope on there.
Gotcha. All right, let's check out the desk that was in the corner next to the
mattress. The desk and the dirty mattress, and then got to go get out to our car before the wheels are put up on blocks.
Really quick, though, that one box of shells that was on the utility side
TV
has 11 rounds in it, and the one that says DB has 21 rounds, 21 shells in that box.
Oh, very nice.
Tell me what you wanted to do now.
We want to fill
it up.
All right.
Now
start rolling that shit up as you walk towards the back of the freezer.
Yeah. I want to make sure I'm going to stand by the freezer door and make sure that nobody, if they saw us and followed us in, can lock us in the freezer.
Okay. Odessa, what are you doing?
I want to check that desk next to the mattress.
Okay. You see atop of the desk is an old monitor and computer tower that has one of the old-style 5-inch floppy drives to it, mm-hmm. with cables that run down and behind the desk and into the wall. There's a keyboard in front of it as well.
Okay, is the computer on and I can stand by? If I jiggle the mouse, will it come back on?
As you jiggle the mouse, you hear the computer begin to start warming up.
Uh-huh.
Shit. Okay.
Now this is a DG cache. It's just all good stuff for us, is what I'm thinking. I would think. All right, while that's booting up, I'll look through the drawers on the desk and see if there's anything.
Okay. As you open up the desk drawer, you see there is a 5-inch diskette in a thin, clear plastic bag. There's a small adhesive label on the cover. And written on the label in dark blue fountain pen is the date 3/16/86.
Damn.
FWSF Master.
Oh shit, the gun is Quantum Horizons, QH. There we go. Nailed it.
Give that man
a balloon.
A gold doubloon.
Yeah. There we go.
There you go.
Good I was just job. Thinking about that.
Good All job.
Right. On Sammy.
Yeah. Sorry, oh, the disc boy. Said what? SWH or something?
It says 3/16/86 FWSF Master.
It's a master disc of some kind.
The computer seems to still be going through whatever it's doing.
Got it. Okay, anything else in the desk drawers?
No.
Okay. All right, what about the mattress? Anything unique about it?
Leaning against the wall.
Okay, anything behind? Okay, is there anything unique inherent about the mattress other than it's just dirty mattress?
Well, it's leaning against the wall.
All right. Well, Odessa will push on it, make sure that it's actually foam and springs rather than, I don't know, load it up with cash. Stuff the cash in the mattress,
it's
man.
It's a real mattress.
It's a real mattress.
Yes.
Okay. Anything behind, as it's leaning up against the wall, is there anything behind the mattress, between the mattress and the wall?
Describe for me what you're doing.
All right. If it's, my guess is if it's perfectly leaned up against the wall, it would just fall over. So there would probably be at an angle.
Yep.
All right. Is there anything between the wall and the mattress?
You look back there, but with the 40-watt bulb, all you see is darkness.
Got it. Okay. I'll move the mattress.
You move the mattress, and you see that there is a hole in the wall.
Oh, shit. Like a passageway or just like a hole?
No, it's a passageway. It's probably about 3 to 4 feet in diameter, jagged. Mm-hmm. And you got to remember that this freezer is buttressed against the outer wall of the facility.
Got it.
There's and yet key. This thing leads somewhere. And as this you're standing there looking in, uh-huh. you start to hear this growl begin to emit from within.
All right, let's pull out that Delta Elite and just, you know, center it off, be real cool.
Put the mattress back.
Yeah, each. Can you put the mattress back while I cover this hole? Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so behind it. Yeah. Well, what do we do then here? I mean, this is obviously not the mission we're supposed to be doing, but.
Yeah, my thought would be we just put the mattress back. We've already got everything we need out of here, other than just satisfying your curiosity about what the computer boots up.
We'll come back.
Yeah. Well, let's just see what the computer has to say. Has the computer come up yet?
No. Well, still just swirling. Still swirling.
I say we stay. Keep our eye on the prize. We can always come back here on vacation. We know how to get in.
Yeah.
I don't think that this has anything to do with what we're doing, unless this is where the creature is residing, and I don't think that's the case, because we just
yeah,
there was a cache earlier right. in the game, and that wasn't part of it. of the story.
Yeah. So let's grab the stuff that we have, and we'll put the screwdriver back into the lock, and we're on our merry way.
Put the mattress back too. We don't want that thing to get out.
Let's put the mattress back. Yeah, yeah.
The Peter North stains are holding it at bay.
As you put the mattress back against the wall, you feel something like testing it, and then stops.
Oh, that's fun. And this is just a fucking homebrew, and you're doing this shit, you bastard. Okay, well, we know where I'm coming back for vacation. I'm going to bring my Quantum Horizon squirt gun, and we're going to go to
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, curiosity peaked, but I think we need to stay on target.
Okay.
Yep. Stay on target. So all we need to do now is... We check out the voodoo thing. Yeah.
So you guys get back in the car, start heading back towards New Orleans.
Yeah, yes. No issues with the car. No one.
Nope. Still sitting there, still waiting for you.
All right.
Good.
As you guys start rambling down the road, the two-way radio in the car goes off.
We'll answer it.
This is Lieutenant Davenport. Agents?
Yes, Lieutenant. How are you?
I'm not so good, agents. We got another body.
Already? Good grief. All right, what's your location?
I'll text you the address. Next session. All
right. Yes. Damn, good exit, brother.
No?
All right, well, I'll send... No.
Well, I was going to say, before we tell him any of that, we don't want him going there when we're going to the cache.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and also.
Yeah, he was going to go.
Yeah. Like I would omit that if we can.
Yeah. Just back that up.
Yeah. And also, once we're off the phone, I want to throw something by you, Odessa.
Okay. All right. So. Thank you for joining us once again on Roll the Hard 20 podcast. Remember, you can find us and subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Podcasts, and Audible. And if you like what you're listening to, be sure to leave us that 5-star rating and review. Don't forget about our YouTube channel at Roll the Hard 20. So if you're into watching and you want to help support this show, then head on over and hit that subscribe button. It really does help the show out. We can also be found in the wild on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So don't forget to look for us there and check us out. You can also contact the show directly at rollthehard20podcast@gmail.com or head on over to the website at rollthehard20podcast.com where you can download the current show directly, pick and choose past shows from our archives, or view our galleries. We've got a lot of stuff posted over there, so check us out. And finally, join us on our Patreon at patreon.com/rollthehard20podcast where you can become a hard slinger and pick up swag. So until next time. Keep your dice warm and your glass topped off as you roll those hard 20s.